Mindset. That's the key word you're hearing from the BC Lions organization when discussing what's happened during their past two games, each of which resulted in a loss. In case you missed it, the Lions lost to Toronto 52-34 and then suffered a crushing defeat in Ottawa when the Red Blacks scored a last-second touchdown to prevail 34-33. The loss against the Red Blacks was particularly disturbing, as the Lions' defense held the home team to a field goal in the first half only to hemorrhage and allow 31 points in the final 30 minutes. So, how does a unit that holds Ottawa to 5 punts and a field goal in the first two quarters manage to give up 31 points in the last two? We're the same team. We have the same personnel. They had 84 yards of total offense in the first half. That's who we can be. I can't say that's who we are because we didn't finish that way. I feel like we have an extremely good team, but it's potential right now. It's all potential. We need to translate that into the whole game, said linebacker Micah Awe. According to Awe, it's about having confidence in yourself and executing your responsibility. I think the main thing is just mindset. It's always mindset. That's the only difference between any professional athlete. Our talent is plus or minus a little bit, the scheme is plus or minus a little bit, but at the end of the day, it's the mindset. It's about making plays and doing your job, stated Awe. To me, I'm focused on myself so I can help the team out. At the end of the day, the better I am, the better the team is. That's all I can control and I'm okay with that. Pierce agrees most of the Lions' issues are between the ears. Your mindset needs to be focused on where you are with momentum shifts and changes, how you deal with adversity and how you deal with success. We have to make sure we stay poised and we do our job and finish our job. We need to focus on ourselves, he said. While the defense has been the focal point of what's ailed the Lions, the lack of finishing isn't entirely exclusive to the defense. The offense has been efficient, averaging 34 points in the last six games only to see the team go 2-4 during that span. Yet they're not to be absolved of blame either. They've had opportunities to bury teams only to allow the opposition to creep back into the game. Take the contest at TD Place for example. The offense had an opportunity to seal the victory when Ottawa turned over the football on downs with 1:31 remaining in the game. With a 1st and 10 at the Ottawa 43, Pierce elected to play it safe and run on 1st down with James Butler, who gained 4 yards. Faced with a 2nd and 6 at the Ottawa 39, Pierce decided to run the ball again but Butler could only manage to gain 1 yard. Sean White came out for a 46-yard field goal attempt to give the Lions a 36-27 lead with 42 seconds left. White missed the attempt and Ottawa's Khalil Pimpleton returned it to the Red Blacks' 33-yard line. A Lions penalty compounded the miss by tacking on another 15 yards to move the ball to the Ottawa 48-yard line. 2 plays later, the Red Blacks scored the game-winning touchdown. Hindsight tells you that the Lions should have thrown the ball on 2nd down. With Nathan Rourke at the controls, it wouldn't have been a bad choice. A 1st down pretty much would have sealed the game with either the Lions running out the clock or getting closer for a field goal by White that would give the Lions a 9-point lead. Instead, they simply didn't get it done when it mattered the most. Another example is the Hamilton game at BC Place on July 27, in which the Tiger Cats won 37-33. The Lions were up 33-30 and gained possession on their own 43-yard line with 2:43 left in the fourth quarter. With an opportunity to seal the game with a sustained drive, the offense went 2 and out. The Tiger Cats then went 87 yards in 12 plays to win. Former Vancouver Canucks head coach Rick Tocchet would often talk about his team needing to embrace the pressure. It's something the Lions have to learn. When the game is on the line or you're faced with adversity, you can't be looking for someone else to step up. You have to step up and execute. You have to have confidence in yourself and in your teammates that you will get the job done. That mindset is something that the Lions are lacking right now with the game on the line. So how do you work on improving that? You have to be in those situations and learn from them. As coaches, you try and put them in those situations as much as possible in practice. You show them on film, but it's a belief and it's a trust in everyone, explained Pierce. You want players to be able to perform at their best when their best is required. You want players to be able to step up and make plays when plays are there to be made. It's the one thing the Lions can hope for, because if this team ever develops that mindset, it has the talent to be successful. We're dangerous. We just have to learn how to be dangerous all the time, noted Awe. Veteran BC sports personality Bob "The Maj" Marjanovic writes about the BC sporting scene for Black Press Media. This column is brought to you by the West Coast Auto Group. For the very best car buying experience, be sure to check out westcoastautogroup.com. Delany's OK Tire Langley in Aldergrove. The experts you can trust. 19863 Fraser Highway in Langley or 3063 275 A Street in Aldergrove.